Jesus' family had traveled with a large caravan from Nazareth to the temple in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. After the festivities, the group began the long journey home. Although it seems strange to us that it took Mary and Joseph a whole day to miss Jesus, this would not have been unusual in this time. It was not uncommon for children to visit or travel with other families in the same caravan. And Jesus' parents would not have been neglectful to assume that Jesus was among the group. We can all imagine Mary and Joseph's panic when they discovered that Jesus was missing. All of us who have temporarily lost a child can remember the fear that grips our hearts and the adrenaline rush that couples us to search frantically for our child. Mary and Joseph leave the caravan and rush back to Jerusalem, where it takes them 3 days find Jesus. While they had been madly searching, Jesus had been sitting in the temple, absorbing the teaching of the rabbis. Luke tells us that all who observed Jesus were amazed at his level of understanding and at the depth of the questions and answers Jesus shared with the teachers. But Jesus' parents were not amused or impressed. Understandably, they scolded him for the great anxiety he had caused them. Jesus, who does not appear to have been willfully disobedient, seemed bewildered. "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Jesus asked. Scholars observe that up to this point, all the signs of Jesus, his special nature or mission, have been to or through others: the angel, Mary, Elizabeth and Zechariah, or the shepherds. But now, Jesus is beginning to have his own awareness. There were, in Jesus, vague stirrings of his own identity, if not his vocation. Jesus was a remarkable child. But were Jesus and Samuel really so remarkable in this regard? Of course, Jesus was truly remarkable. He was God's son. As an adult, he was both fully human and fully divine. The one who came to be God with us and our Redeemer. Nonetheless, at this point in Jesus' childhood and in Samuel's, are these events so unusual? Perhaps we make a mistake to believe that they are. If we are honest, in most of our congregations, we don't have very high expectations for our children. Sometimes we do not work to incorporate them into the full life of the body of Christ. We may not allow them to minister before the Lord as Samuel did. We let them light the candles. We may have a children's choir singing occasionally. And we let them participate in the annual Christmas pageant. we don't expect them to be able to accomplish much more. Instead of allowing them to have in-depth dialogue with the rabbis and teachers, as Jesus did, we whisk them out to children's church because we don't expect them to be able to sit through the real sermon. Church growth folk tell us that for every 3 ministers who are retiring, there's only 1 young person entering the ministry. Although there are many reasons for this, a significant one is, in many of our churches, we doubt God is calling young children. And we no longer expect to encourage our young people to hear and respond when God speaks. Jesus and Samuel had special callings, but they did not hear them in a vacuum. They were surrounded by wise and discerning adults who helped them listen and respond. When was the last time a member of our congregations experienced a call to ministry? When was the last time we listened or encouraged? Stop and get a picture in your mind with me. Who are those remarkable children in our midst? Who are those children who grow in favor with God and man? Let us now join in singing hymn number 595.